Yeah. What did Oscar de la Hoya become?
I watched that documentary.
You watched it?
Yeah.
Tell me.
A cokehead?
He's like, yeah.
Allegedly.
He was partially, I mean, damn. I was like partially, but seemingly like owning up to his shit. But yeah, like,
what
wasn't rocking with it? Like, wasn't being an active dad and oof. Just like got too famous too early and just like probably fucks with your whole brain chemistry.
Yeah, I can't even imagine it.
And then he got into drugs and drinking, and you're probably just on a dopamine search every day because you were like top of the world for a moment. Young Olympic gold medal winner.
Golden boy.
From the hood.
Golden boy.
Coming back to East LA to the apartments with his gold medal. Like, that's fucking crazy.
That's intense.
Mm-hmm. But
what a sad story. I mean, damn. Yeah, I'm reading this book called Dopamine Nation. And that was going to be my Si Chingas, but I'm blowing my load. Whatever.
Thirsty. Thirsty ass motherfucker.
But no, no.
Is it related?
It's super interesting how our culture just makes us into addicts so easily. Like, everything's just so available and we have so much of it. And, you know, creating like these really stark class divisions, like, you know, poverty makes people, like we said before, it makes you desperate. It makes you like do things perhaps you wouldn't do otherwise. And so how addicted we all are, and she explains also, like, obviously the science of it, and it's something I didn't know, and it's super interesting, and I really like it.
That's very related.
Yeah, I had to transition, you know, when you see a good transition.
I think if you get addicted to all the right things, to all the right amounts,
it all evens out.
I think you've reached the perfect equilibrium.
Oh, is that how it works?
Wow. Yeah, I think that's what.
Damn, did you just figure it out?
I think that's what we should strive
maybe
for.
Maybe that's just being regular.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe you need a little. Hey, let's say you need a little something to make you feel good. Do that. Then you need to counteract that. Then you need to counteract the thing you took for that
forever.
So eventually you get a nice, well-rounded cocktail of addictions, shows, drugs.
You're the equivalent of a dog chasing its
tail. Social media, all types of things.
Wait, it's like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, where he's like, well, I take this to take me up and this to take me down, and then this will keep me like honest.
That would make a that would make a really interesting intervention, right? Like, instead of having an intervention, like, hey, man, we think you should stop. Yeah. It's like, we actually have some ideas about other things you should get addicted to.
We had two things we think you're going to be good to go. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Now, don't push it. Don't push it. Like, you got to limit this, but yeah.
Yeah, if you took half an Allegra, I think you'd be a better person with this drug cocktail.
No, I think it was
we're
like
making people rich doing the shit we do, you know?
Yeah. That's true. So, like, really, you're addicted because someone could get a buck off of that shit.
It's all designed that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a just weird encounter years ago. My kids were young and they were playing on like the jungle gym at the fucking local park or whatever. And it struck up a conversation with some like mom whose kids were also there. And she's talking about her PhD. She's getting her PhD, and then she's talking, and I forget her thesis was, but her whole thing was studying user interfaces. And this is, again, way back when on computers and your smartphones to make sure that they are the most addictive thing possible. Right. So she's talking, and this is before any of this conversation was happening, but she's like, you know, we want to make sure we keep their eyeballs on the screen. We study the colors and the psychology of the colors and what sounds are more likely to elicit certain responses. So there's all this psychology built in, and it's like, that shit was wild to me. Cause at the time I had never considered any of this shit.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
And now you see everything now for what it is. And then you're all fucking bitter and mad all the time.
I mean, capitalism makes shit like the internet so dangerous. Like, it was, man, like when that shit first came out before it was monetized, everyone was like, yo, this is great.
Seemed cool.
I remember it. Like, I'm old enough to remember when that shit like first hit the streets, dog, when the internet dropped. Like some Jordans, okay?
Oh, you're comparing it to Jordans. Yeah.
And you were like, yo, it gets no better. Yeah. I could talk to friend. I could write him messages.
Like,
I could
sip a soda. You're like,
I can download off of LimeWire.
Yeah.
All the free music.
Some bootleg like Jay-Z song that nobody else has, right? And then I click on it, and then I'm going to wake up the next day and
With the virus?
And if with 17 viruses and the song did not download at all.
Nope. Yeah. So, I've been there.
Because it told me it would take 27 hours for the thing to download.
Damn. But not man. Like those no, were
it,
the w- days.
It was like, ooh, that's cool. And then even like think about every like website or social media site, they get followers and then like now we gotta monetize this shit.
Oh yeah.
That's yeah. it. That's how they're like, how do we get people to
That's
sign up?
That's how you ruin all things.
We'll make something and we'll be like, this is just for you to connect and just be, you know, mm-hmm. do this. And then they get to a point and they're like, oh, yeah, people gave us millions and millions of dollars to start this. Now we need to monetize this. How are we going to do that? Let's take your data. Let's take your shit. Let's exploit.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Like, we don't pay for any of this. So you got to start, like, thinking about, like, what is the actual product that they are selling? And the product is us.
And what are we giving?
We've given them all of the information that they need to create a profile for any advertiser. So they have all of this information, more than you think. Yeah.
We joke about it. Like, I just was thinking about getting scarves, and then all of a sudden my Instagram is fucking scarves. Like, that is not an accident at all.
What kind of scarf are you gonna get?
Me? I don't wear. I'm not a scarf Hermes. Wearing motherfucker.
Sounds like you are. Like an ascot. Yeah, I think you could rock an ascot.
I mean, I could rock anything. Okay, if you're
he was a baby model.
No, yeah, I heard
the fucking baby model, bitch. I've been modeling since I was fucking three. The fuck, what you doing? Reading books and shit like a little bitch, like a little nerd.
Learning to read, bro.
Learning to read books. I was out here modeling. I was out here in the clubs.
Making money.
And he still hasn't learned to read as a result. You
know what I'm saying? There's a cost to everything.
That's why I'm so fucking aggressive with you. Because you read so well.
Oh, what? My God.
Actually, I wanted to... So, basically, what we're saying is this internet shit was exciting when it came out. Capitalism got equally excited, right? And everything is driven. The data we're giving it, we're already at a net negative, right? We're given data for free by being on Facebook on XYZ. And then, yeah, we're getting targeted ads. We're probably buying
some
shit.
And they work sometimes.
And they sometimes work,
Like, they work a lot. Yeah.
But
I hate myself.
You know what I hate, though, is...
yourself.
That, yes, yeah. yes.
Yeah, and we get that.
No, it's actually...
makes sense.
Kind of is a form of self-hate. It's kind of like...
Can't wait to see where this goes.
It's just like LLC Twitter. So it's like you could tell us like broke folks like think they have these like brilliant ideas. And I only say because I come from that cloth.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying they'll be like, oh, just register for EIN or just like get business credit cards, get a business line of credit with no business in mind. And then go get business credit and then advising people to do it. So it's almost like accelerating the whole process. We're obviously giving up time. Energy, I mean, hours of our day, dollars on these ads, but it's cutting out all that and just being like, hey, go get indebted because that's what you're getting funneled. It's just like you're probably someone searching these things or double clicking these things and you're interested. Yeah. You're probably looking for a way,
well,
right?
The PPP loan got people fucked up. Think that's the norm. Yep.
Yeah. So that's it's called LLC Twitter. And it's just from what I've seen, it's just like folks really looking for a way, getting terrible advice. And that's shortening the time of finding the internet and getting fucked by companies. This would be a bank in this instance. They're gonna they're gonna run the floor with you.
Yeah.
On this.
You know they don't give a fuck about you or me or anyone.
You know what?
Probably not even their moms. You know,
that's presumptuous.
I care about their moms.
Yeah,
you care about the bank's moms. What up?
You know what's wild? I think I like science fiction. I like reading science fiction. I like watching.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
You look the part.
You look like you don't want to live, and you look like you read science fiction.
I thought this was a safe space. I always make that mistake of thinking this is a safe space, and it never is.
And also that you live in your mom's basement.
It's a nice
basement. Garden unit.
It's a nice basement.
Unit.
She lives with me.
Gets a lot of light down there. A lot of people think it wouldn't get a lot of light. Gets a lot of light.
All of those sci-fi fucking like 1984 and all those like classics that people have read before. The dystopia comes from like, and the government is going to watch you. Like you're going to be every surveillance is going to be everywhere. But what we've done is the wild thing is like we have just. Done that.
I never thought about that.
Like it's, voluntarily,
but,
like
but
we're
like
private, and we're paying for it.
Right.
But do we have a choice in like being on the internet? Like
not the internet, right? But like, and then I guess even the argument could be made. Yeah. No, you don't
or
have a choice
on a smartphone, even because you need it for everything, right?
Yeah. Right, but then people are now
email,
like People are now like posting videos of themselves and their families and their this and their that. No, you know what I'm saying? It's become a whole thing.
Wait, I saw some recently. Too relevant to. Sorry, I have to punch this in. There was a video, and I think it was really eye-opening, and it was kind of the, you always hear the classic, like, don't post where you're at while you're there. The
classic, bad idea.
We've seen it pan out pretty grimy, right? But there was a great example. This woman was just, like, on vacation. I don't know the context. It was muted because this guy was running through the video, and he did it publicly, so I think he was just trying to show how quick it is to find where someone is. He basically, based on her like selfie video of whatever, whether it was a brand partnership or she was just having a vacation, she's doing a selfie video. He took into account the wallpaper, the headboard, and he said, okay, like who's doing these kind? Like he's narrowed in. This is the crazy part. He found the city. Nope, he found the city.
Damn.
Then he found the hotel.
No.
Then based on a couple angles and Google Maps, he found, okay, you're in one of these two villas on the top floor, this one or this one. And based on this last angle, you're in this room. So,
what the fuck?
No, I mean, so.
Keep your business to
yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. No, the whole thing about.
And publish things like that when you're long gone.
No, the whole thing about like.
Holy shit.
But what if you're always in your mom's basement?
Well, you're but fine.
They know that.
Oh, okay.
And, we told them.
Here's the thing. The thing about that is, like no one cares.
No one's trying to see what I'm up to.
You don't have any stuff that they want.
Hey, but you know what? When the tornado hits. He's the safest out of all of us.
Very safe. Fuck all y'all. See that?
That's right.
No, but when they did, when we thought of the dystopian society where the government has our information, we didn't really think that we just self-select into that shit.
Yeah.
Like that's, I mean, it's like a crazy trick. Yo.
I remember reading 1984 as a kid. I'm fucking 14 years old. I'm like, you know, horrified that the government was so... insidious and
corporations. They made it a game. Yeah. They made it a fucking game. Like
the Panopticon.
I love the Panopticon.
Yeah.
But
Michel Foucault.
They made it a fucking game. Everything's dopamine related, right? You're getting dopamine hits there and there. So now that we've understood better how the brain works, then it's all a matter of like, how do we leverage that shit for capitalism?
Extract their capital.
But we can fight it. And I like this book because it helps you see through the shit, you know? And she talks about how if you deprive yourself of a drug that you're addicted to, obviously, then for 1 month, then a lot of the times
you could break the
habit. You can break it or start living in a way where it's more reasonable, you know, where it's not like every single day of your life, but on the weekends or whatever, you know, but we have that ability if we have that knowledge, because like, I kind of want to do that.
So here's
understand
it. I read something a few years ago and I thought it was interesting, and it made mention of like different little techniques that you can use to sort of like wean yourself off of this stuff. Right. And one of them was, and I thought it was bullshit until I tried it. And then I'm like, oh shit, that actually works. There's a setting on your phone where you could make it black and white. That alone will make it far less enticing.
Whoa.
So you still have access to your Twitter or whatever, brilliant, like your Instagram, your this, that, and the other. But it's black and white, so your eyes are like,
you know,
it's not as enticing. Yeah. It's not as seductive.
It's true. The colors slap.
Yeah. I had someone say that if you wanted to use your phone, unless you're addicted to your phone, try heroin. And then you just be on some whole other shit. Yeah.
You'll just be a little distracted.
Yeah. Like you'll be off your phone.
And that's someone
unless
was me.
Yeah.
I told you that.
The other thing I do, it's a little bit more work, especially any site you go to. They're always offering you cookies. And I know
I love
Martin's
cookies.
Accepting cookies every cookies. Website he goes to. But
I've yet to receive them.
I spend the extra few minutes, or I mean seconds, like 20, 30 seconds, rejecting all, saying essential only. I mean, God knows what that gets me, but it feels like,
you know,
if we're voluntarily giving insane amounts of information to every company we're buying a pair of shoes from or a shirt from.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think it's the illusion of control, though, with all of this stuff, because I think different companies, I think Facebook, don't quote me on this, but different companies have been sued because they claim that once you opt out of X, Y, or Z, that you've opted out of X, Y, or Z, and yet they didn't really do that shit. So you press the button to say, like, I don't want you to have this information. They're like, oh, okay, cool. And we're still fucking jacking
you. It's on the, on the company pages, though.
Guys, like, do you know why, like, Google gets the ad so good? It's because it literally reads your email. And, like, so when you're, like, thinking about getting some leggings, you say some shit like that, it knows. Oh, like, it knows when you're pregnant. God. It knows when you're going to have a baby. It knows, like, all this shit.
I thought email was the one thing we had. No, so if I email you right now that I'm pregnant and want leggings.
Yeah.
What you have.
I mean, constantly. Can you stop?
Like, if I resend it and monitor
sending that email. The whole point I brought that up is like, you keep sending me that email, and I'm just trying to discourage you from doing it.
So I'm going
to
look closer at the ads now.
No, but truly, like they claim they don't read it, right? But it's like, it's anonymized. And like, but like, it's like, what? Yo, my son, you know, he lives at my house sometimes and his mom's house other times. They have his mom's house, the Amazon, like the
Alexa.
I had it for a minute, and then I was like, you know, I don't like this. And then he was like, why don't you have it here? I was like, I don't like it. Listen, he's like, it doesn't listen to you. It don't listen to you until you say Alexa. And I was like, how does it know that you say Alexa? Yeah. It must be listening to you to know when you say it. And he was like, oh shit. And I was like, bam, slam dunk, dog.
Yeah. You don't trust Jeff?
I don't trust that fucking. He literally looks like a supervillain now. Like, he's building himself up to be like a cartoon supervillain.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like Lex Luthor.
He looks like Lex Luthor. He does. Like, he's.
Yeah. I feel like he would get the leg extension surgery.
He would. Oh, he would.
He hasn't already.
Yeah. Check out that documentary.
And leggings.
On Dateline.
Oh, yeah.
Small Kings.
And the leggings. And he might make himself pregnant. I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do next. I doubt a man.
He might
build more phallic symbols or objects that look like phalluses,
or build super expensive quads into the mountains.
Exploding phalluses.
Y'all heard about
exploding
that one, right?
Phalluses.
That's the name of my band.
Yikes! My memoir.
It's a great band.
Hey, but y'all heard, like, all this shit's going on in the world. Y'all heard about him building the insanely expensive clock in the mountains?
Oh my God!
That runs. I'm like. That
this
runs
is
for
a joke.
However many years.
This isn't real. Okay.
I just you're bringing
this
wake
up. I'm going to wake up.
I just think it's a genius doing genius shit. Yeah.
I agree. I think it's four-dimensional chess at its best, right? What's the most recent thing? I think the motherfucker bought like his 27th home. This one was like $150 million. And at the same time that this news came out, I saw an article from like Fox News that somehow came across my on the algorithm. And it was showing that people were upset about, what the fuck was it? Oh, the in California, the minimum wage for workers, fast food workers, is like $20 an hour, right? And
that's
so
nothing.
Fox News is imploding because of that information.
Oh my
God. Yet at the same time, Jeff Bezos buys his 100th property for $150 million. And not a chirp, right? Like the fact that they are
sick. We're fucked up.
The fact that they are framing it so that
we're doomed. Are we doomed?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be angry at fucking restaurant workers and fast food workers for making $20 an hour, like that in California.
It's so hard to live off of that.
Let's do the analysis on the fast food, because people like to love that, make that argument, like, oh shit, like if you raise the minimum wage, the prices for the food is going to go up, and then poor people can't afford the food. Like, first of all, the price has been going up regardless, and they have not been hiring the wages.
And if 20 is the minimum, that's one order.
Yeah. And if you are saying that the government doesn't need to involve, like, the whole reason they have to is because these motherfuckers will not increase the wages.
Yep.
And McDonald's CEOs and let's executives talk profit. Are still getting paid.
And let's talk.
And I would say if you're interested in that side of things, watch the. John Oliver did a good thing on consulting firms. I think it was McKinsey and Company. I think that's what he focused on. But how they came up in decades ago became popular because they were convincing CEOs that they're underpaid, that they should get paid more.
Oh my God.
And then they're also the ones that the CEOs call when they need to do a reduction in workforce. And the House is no longer the bad guys, because
third party told them to do so. Yeah. they're helping them on both. They're helping them be the bearer of bad news.
Damn.
Continue filling their pockets as what 10 people in the C-suite. It's pretty fucked up. And we're upset at the bottom of the barrel, like hardest working people.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That keep businesses
going. That's really hard work. I couldn't do it. I couldn't hack any of that kind of work. I sucked at it.
It's exactly what we were talking about last week about Walmart. Like the government is subsidizing Walmart. Yes. Walmart refuses to pay its workers a livable wage, so they have to get government assistance, even if they're working a full-time job. And guess who pays for that? The taxpayers. So, like, or the alternative is Walmart could just pay their workers enough to live, and they don't have to do that. And then your tax money doesn't go to that. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, like what a weird system where it has to go this way and that way. And you know, like, fuck, man, let's just be people. Let's just be regular people.
Consider that for a minute. Right, exactly.
But also, anyway,
sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to shift to another topic, if that's okay. It related, but
I guess
different.
I suppose.
But anyway, so this is No Chingas now, because...
Okay. Well, then slow your roll. Right. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't even know who the fuck we is, huh?
Oh, we haven't introduced
You're new to this shit, or what?
Yes.
This is that ADHD shit you were talking about, huh?
It is. Mm. I have a disorder, and you should be nice to me.
Many of them.
I have a few, and I'll talk about that later, okay? Anyway, I am...
Okay, wait. So, okay, boom.
Okay. You want me to burp? It's not.
No, I want you to talk. He was separating it by that burp.
Oh.
For editing purposes. So now, hold on a second.
That's how this shit works. We run a tight ship here.
Oh,
classy,
man.
Top to bottom.
Right. Yeah.
How else are we supposed to know where
how
to edit shit?
How is he supposed to know?
Yeah, clean as a whistle.
Right.
Anyway, I am Erica L. Sanchez, and I feel rich when I have fresh fruit in my house.
You know what's delicious?
What?
Blackberries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they've now
a hot take.
You're so
bold.
I just want to make sure.
You're so brave.
I want to make sure people feel seen if blackberries are something that they enjoy.
Yeah, in yogurt, my night yogurts are amazing.
Night yogurt.
Now that I'm
that's
like,
a senora thing to like give it a time of day.
I'm almost 40. It's a great
a little
thing.
Lunch yogurt.
My night yogurt.
Yeah, but they're different. They're both available to you though.
That's
it.
True.
Sounds edgy when it's night yogurt though. I appreciate that.
You go out to the club tonight?
It's all branding.
I got a meeting with my night yogurt.
Hey, that's doing a night yogurt tonight.
That would be a brand to compete with, like the big yogurt.
Big yog.
Wait, so what happens when you have a night yogurt? Do you have a few friends over? And,
yeah.
You know, we crack open a round of yogs.
Yeah, you break open a liter of the good shit and you just dig in with some spoons.
This is a 1999 reserve.
What was the Jamie Lee Curtis yogurt that helped you shit better?
Yeah.
Activia.
All right.
Do you use that? Like to get your bowels under control? We've heard things about your bowels.
Shut the fuck up, man. Stop talking about my bowels.
I'm just the streets are talking, man.
No, I don't eat that. I eat just like a regular one because it tastes like kind of a dessert, but not, you know?
Just like alone? Like it's a lonely night yogurt
in the dark.
Okay, wow. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then wait. I add granola and fresh fruit if I have it.
But
hopefully,
still, but still, blackberries still probably. Alone though.
Huh?
Still alone though.
Yeah.
It's not less sad.
Yeah. Well, while my family's sleeping, this is what I do. Mm.
Every night yogurt I've ever had, it's been out with friends.
You know,
we're at a yogurt bar.
Have you? I don't. Have you considered alcoholism?
You come home with yogurt all over your clothes?
My wife's been like, "Where have you been?" I'm like, "Nowhere."
He's just barfing.
Yeah, I'm just like burping, and I'm just like all regular. She's like, "Why are you so regular?" Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. You're shitting like clockwork. Work's been tough, you know. At 7:15, like you're like Big Ben. Like, you're like the atomic clock.
I don't even know where this came from.
Yikes.
Who's next?
Everybody shits.
Yeah, one of my daughter's books.
Everybody shits?
No.
You got the edgy version. I like that.
Everybody shits. You know,
this.
Yo, that's a great.
This child. She dropped the F bomb with her abuelo and tío the other day, just like fucking, you know,
people
let it out. I didn't know she was listening like that.
People get really judgmental when a kid swears, but it is, for me, one of the best things in the world.
It's really
funny.
Because
they can't even use it right.
Nah.
Yeah. No, they
don't know.
Yeah. They usually do use it right. And if they use it right, it's even better.
It is better.
Usually, when I hear kids curse, I mean, they're not like. Say, like,
no, but when they're really little.
No, people who don't speak English very well, like English second language, don't use it well, but the babies, because they hear it in context. It depends. So like, they usually say, if they sub their toe, they'll be like, fuck! Like, that's, you'll be like, they get it.
Nah, I think it varies. I think Samuel L. Jackson probably came out of the womb, just swearing beautifully.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's an art form for him.
Yeah, she's gonna swear, and that's gonna be
fucking
pretty
funny.
Pretty obvious, knowing you.
I'll be like, but don't swear around, you know, these people.
Who are these people? I don't care.
I mean,
I'm gonna let my kids rip it, yo. Let them rip.
No. I want her to fly free. You know,
especially your teachers. I'm gonna say especially your teachers. When they're out of line, let them know.
Aim it right at them.
Yeah, let them know that you're serious.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know if I'm doing it right, you know, as a mom.
You're not, but it's great. Keep it going.
Yeah. Well,
doing my best.
At least you're not out all night with night yogurt. You're just doing it by yourself in the dark at home.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right.
Think classy about it. Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on. All right, what's up? I'm Roddy. You know what the fuck it is. I don't want to be here, but I feel like I had to be. The children got to give him some game because it's crazy out here.
It is.
He likes it.
I'm Martin Malecho, PhD in pendejadas from Danny Trejo University. And I still wake up like from nightmares of having forgotten to take out the chicken from the freezer, like my mom asked.
Nightmares.
Yeah. That's the cold sweats. Yeah,
you could really use a night yogurt, my guy.
Does that help calm the nerves?
Yeah. Night yogurt. You sleep better.
It does.
Shit, you just solved my problem.
Yeah.
Nice. My name's Jorge with a J. Don't call me George. And I ordered a sandwich and fries to my front door today, and my ancestors would be very proud.
Or disgusting.
Or appalled. Yeah, either way.
I mean, but
shock value we don't is know. There.
Yeah,
shock?
No, I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like ordering groceries in front of my mom who grew up in like the middle of a mountain, you know, like all remote and shit. Like they didn't even have fucking, you know, toiletries and shit, you know? And then I'm like ordering groceries because I don't feel like going outside. It's kind of chilly, you know. Like, what the fuck is that? That's nuts.
Is that how you get your yogurt?
No, she definitely doesn't go out to get it.
No,
she's home,
very private about it.
Yeah,
I don't want everyone knowing, you know.
What brand of yogurt do you eat?
Oh, we're not. No, legal just
is
said
that too personal.
Legal
is that too personal?
Yeah. I don't want to promote a brand. I'm not like
legal
that
said. We're in talks right now with a couple.
I was gonna say. Sponsors. We're open. We're open to the highest bidder.
So we have to be careful.
Right now, she goes to a local artisan who makes local yogurt in the basement of her local home.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's very cool, and you guys should check it out. Her name is Yogair at. I don't know. I don't watch it.
Keeping it all generic.
Instagram to know what the fuck. Yeah,
it's created from Chicago Rhett.
Yeah, it's rat milk.
Wait, I didn't realize until you told me.
This is the classic.
I want to die.
A lot of you have been asking.
What kind of rat milk is used in my favorite yogurt?
What kind of yogurt is my fave at night? So I partnered with Yoplait. Shut the
fuck. Man. It's the first time they're making a rat milk.
Yeah.
And actually, I reached out to them wondering if they made a rat milk because I love their regular milk so much.
Yes, yes.
And then they were like, you know what?
We can make that happen.
So we partnered
with bits of gravel.
Yeah. Chicago style.
Yeah. And there's a picture of the rat that made your yogurt on the fucking front of the yogurt.
That's why it's super artisanal.
That's why that shit's
it comes full
$14.99. Yeah. You know? $14.99 at fucking Whole Foods.
Oh my God.
Yogurt.
Wow, I don't even remember what we were originally talking about.
No idea.
I think we were doing intros.
We're still on this intro shit.
Wait. I have my no chingas. Let me just get this out before.
Fire it off.
I like simmer with it. So my daughter loves the TV because all children do, right? And so do I. Fuck, man. TV's great. But anyway, she, you know, she watches her little shows. She's gone through some phases that are really annoying, you know, like Blippi or The Wiggles or...
Blippi's early work or...
His real early work. She's been shielded from that.
Like his OG work?
Yeah. His pilot?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Woo. Oh my God. This is wow. What a podcast we have here. Ooh. Anyway, so she watches these stupid little shits on TV and I just have to endure, you know?
So it is
Blippi. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Cool. And then all of a sudden in the algorithm were these two Russian kids. And I know that they're Russian. I'm convinced that they're Russian because there was text in the videos, like of the dad reading something, you know, and it looked like Russian to me. And I'm convinced that it's like some sort of tool, some propaganda tool from Russia.
Like a Russian psyop?
It's super weird.
It's like these two little... like blonde, very blonde children in this gigantic house in this like warm place they live in. I don't know what it is. And their dopey dad, who has his lines dubbed in English, even though he speaks English only with an accent.
Is this like a YouTube video?
Yeah, it's YouTube.
Yeah,
and then
shits are fucking crazy.
And then the little girl is like very princessy and they're very focused on how she looks. And in one, she was wearing like a little bikini top and she wore makeup. I was just like, what the fuck is going on here? This is not okay. So I forbid her from watching it. Like she cannot watch it. I don't trust it. Also, she opens up like all these toys, like just tons and tons and tons of toys.
On
and
the
it's
show?
Like on the show. Yeah. And it's like such excess, you know? And like that's what it's promoting, like that this is something you should aspire to. And I just don't want her believing any of that shit.
Yeah, no, like my kids, I used to let them like kind of peruse, like the kid, there's a YouTube Kids or whatever. And I used to let them like kind of just mess around, but it's just like this algorithm shit.
That weird stuff sneaks in.
So weird, because like like there was a point where like one of my kids was really into like this, just like that weird family YouTube shit, like where it's just a family, like some random. We're a family. We're gonna go to the
like vlogging.
We're gonna go to the amusement park. Okay. We're gonna go to the park. We're gonna do that. Like we're gonna go.
Eat some yogurt.
We set up some home games, and it was just like this weird family. It was so fucking weird.
And it's bizarro.
And it's very, it's just.
It has no value, really.
It's just very strange and very weird. And then,
it's kids YouTube on top of
that. Yeah, and luckily she just like moved on because it's like, weird.
Yeah.
And just like, what is it? But like that
people
shit,
monetizing their kids too. Yeah, like, that,
all kinds of weird shit. I thought your homie had his kids were watching like football highlights or something like on kids YouTube or watching, and I forgot what it was, but I met your homie. He was telling us that he saw some weird shit on like kids YouTube.
Yeah, but that's not uncommon. Like, so the way that the algorithm, I read something and I came to understand that the way that the algorithm works is it sort of like will throw out the occasional like weird thing that doesn't fit with what you normally have to see how you react to it, right? And this is one of those where you can fall down the rabbit hole. I think it was the article was talking about specifically like teenage girls and the influence of like social media and the algorithm and stuff and how quickly it goes from like regular teenage girl type stuff to some eating disorder fucking you should hate yourself if you don't look like if you don't weigh 8 pounds and you don't have like 0% body fat.
Yeah.
That happens. Yeah. Like that.
I used to believe that when I was a kid. Like, I would see these women on TV and be like, wow, I don't look like that.
It was much more overt back in the day.
It was terrible, you know? I remember watching, like, 90210 or one of those kinds of shows, and the girls would be wearing, like, a little half shirt or a bikini top or whatever, and I'd be like,
like the one Roddy's wearing right now.
Exactly.
But they didn't look which like I did. They didn't look like me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Roddy, you look luscious.
His eyes are up there.
He used the model. Yeah. Used to.
I have a night yogurt
later. He shouldn't anymore.
So I have a night yogurt later with some friends.
So. Wait, I have one that I'm so sure, and I called it out. I went right past it. There's a video. Maybe some of y'all have seen it. I'm sure of our listeners, a lot of them have seen it. And you're right, it's super random. I don't really watch too much car stuff. So out of the blue, there's all of a sudden this like digitized or like, what do you call it? Like it's not like a crash test. It's not a real car.
Okay.
It's made up. It looks really good. It looks really realistic, but it's definitely like digital, right? And it's like a car crashing into a pole at 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, 15. And the whole video is the car doing it over and over. And I'm 99% sure, I mean, circle back when this is confirmed, that they're testing your how into fucked up shit you are. Because as it goes faster and faster, I mean, this car ends up like wrapping around the pole, I'm sure.
Oh my God.
Right? Like, it ends up, God knows I go away really fast because I read it right away. I'm like, this is random, but not random.
Oh my God.
They want to know fucked up shit to push my way to keep me on the app and continue monetizing for ads, for e-commerce.
Because what's the goal?
It's shock value.
Because what's the goal of the algorithm?
I mean, she has the book right there. It's just dopamine.
The goal of the algorithm is to keep your eyes on the screen. And they don't give a fuck by what means, right?
That's crazy.
We're going to keep shoving stuff down your throat. And it's like, and let's be honest, what keeps you engaged is emotion. And emotion could be disgust.
Yep.
It could be like all of the fucking emotions under the sun. And like some of those are not healthy to be triggering. But if it fucking does the job, the algorithm does not give a fuck.
So if you see anything random like that, just like,
it's not random.
Yeah. That's crazy.
No. Everyone listening to this podcast will have yogurt advertising after listening to this podcast.
Message us if you're into yogurt, one, and two, if you've seen that
random, let us know.
Not random car video.
Or if you're a yogurt company.
Conspiracy theorists.
Not at all.
Too random.
Right. That it's like or if you are a yogurt company who wants to advertise with us.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially we're open to yogurt. That.
I think we invented a new thing. You know, she has like the...
Yeah.
Like I think Erica's is like a lonely, depressed... yogurt sad. That you have by yourself, sad.
Right. Even though I have a whole family, and then, you know.
It sounds like you do it at night with the lights off. Yeah, sounds pretty terrible. And then you have like the night yogurt. We're out at night just eating yogurt.
Like a disco ball.
Why don't we
Roddy's wearing a half shirt in the commercial.
And your body's not like emaciated, right?
No, no, because we're just eating yogurt at night. Not all even the time. Close. We're regular. We're regular.
Voluptuous.
Yeah, but we're getting our calories in late. Yeah. Wait,
what if we did the crash, the yogurt?
Oh, you're version you're of bringing the crash it all together. Test. I love this. Yes,
where you know the gang gets together and we're shooting back one night yogurt. And if you stick around in the video, now we're shooting back two. Yeah. And if you stick around the video, we're gonna end up throwing back 10 at a time.
And Corolla is going like
you can't drive.
There's gonna be an accident.
You can't drive when you're straight fucking vomiting. You can't see where the fuck you're going when you're just vomiting uncontrollably. Yeah, and you will get an accident.
Some sort of accident.
Yeah. Oh my god. Whoa. Wow. Wait, who else has a no chingues, or did we do enough?
Wait, I have one more.
I think we've done more than enough.
I have one more. This is so.
I have plenty.
This is so.
I have plenty of gripes. What's up with this eclipse, huh? Like, shut up already. Am I right? Mm-hmm. No chingas.
The sun and the moon. My mom tried to scare me about it.
Wait, no, I have one. Y'all had to have seen this.
Is there ever an old Italian guy who's been like, no chingas?
Yeah. I love it.
I had enough of it already. Am I right?
Oh, my God. I hope this happened somewhere.
I'd like to hire this man.
Y'all ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Been ready.
This is the shit we talk about. It's folks thinking they're more important than they are, saying insanely out of touch things, but Shakira says her sons thought the Barbie movie was emasculating.
I saw that. Yeah.
The Hips Don't Lie superstar revealed that her two sons, 11-year-old Milan and 9-year-old Sasha, were not fans of the 2023 Barbie movie, which received, we all
what
know.
What kind of sons are you raising over there? You know?
It was so
shit.
Like so what I'm hearing is they feel attacked.
Yeah.
They
her
feel
whole vibe was, I want to raise two confident boys in this movie. Like, oh, you totally missed the mark. How
gross.
Do you feel about it?
Yeah.
Like,
so gross.
How would young you feel about this movie? You're out of touch.
And don't worry about it. Boys are going to be like, they're going to grow up feeling just fine about themselves.
I'm sure. Wait, your boys feel just fine.
Doesn't
right.
it play
they're
into
very
the
privileged.
Movie? That's very Ken of them to say.
Yeah.
Isn't it the whole.
That is ugh. Yeah.
An that ugly is look.
Wild. Yeah. That's all I got.
Boo earns, I say.
Indeed.
I didn't see the movie, but it seems right.
It seems right.
Seems like Milan and Sasha, the two dudes that are worried about being emasculated.
Yeah, why are they
They're
11 about
and
that?
9. I think they need to chill out.
Like, why are they thinking about being emasculated?
They use that word. The 7-year-old used the word emasculated. Like, they're like,
Mommy,
I'm
this movie was okay, but I felt a little bit emasculated. My name is Milan.
Yeah. This is so stupid.
Oh, geez.
She looks very foolish here. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
I saw that. I saw that, and I was convinced. I'm like, oh, this is probably like an April Fool's thing. I thought it was an April Fool's article.
Yeah, I shit you not. Real. I knew it.
I'm like, it's a weird April Fool's article, but I'm like, oh, this must be just not. And apparently it's real.
Yeah.
She just fell behind J-Lo in my rankings.
I just haven't been like with her since her early days because like after she went.
Since she lied to you?
About her hips?
Yeah.
Are her hips do lie?
They do not know.
Allegedly.
Anyway, I'm just like not into her whole, vibe. That's all. That's all. See, really shady. Anyway. Oh my God.
All right. This is Chingaderas. You know what that is? Because I said it beautifully. That means
say it again, please.
Chingaderas.
It's getting better. You're getting there.
That's
Chingaderas.
I don't know.
Sometimes it's called the Daris. The Daris.
No one calls it.
In
that.
My head, I think about it. I'm like Chingaderas. Like,
you can't abbreviate everything.
I can abbreviate that.
Nah.
I'm trying to form a coalition here. I don't know.
You said.
You're 0-3 in this room, but you keep going, man. Mm-hmm. You got this.
All right.
I don't know why I need to say prosciutto instead of prosciutto.
Nobody told you to say that.
I feel really threatened, actually.
It's not, you can't say like diarrhea.
Diarrhea. That's the one I couldn't think of.
Constipate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just short things for fun.
What in the world?
What does that mean?
I got a little bit of the gonorrhea.
Because your daughter, you told me your daughter pooped her pants, and I said she had the diarrhea. Is yeah. that what you're upset about?
Sounds classy.
So that's just pissing you off right now?
Yes.
I said it, and I meant it.
As a matter of fact.
That's who I took to prom, actually.
Diarrhea?
Yeah. we had a great time.
Oh, she had that diarrhea.
The Red Lobster?
I ain't classy
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you took diarrhea to Olive Garden, and afterwards you had that diarrhea. No.
You know, I went to the Red Lobster recently. It's not very good, you know?
Oh, expand, because that's blasphemous.
That's fine words. No, right. Even like the cheddar biscuits?
They were not that good. They're not. It used to be better, and it's been like 2 decades since.
Yeah, maybe your paradigm has shifted a
yeah.
little bit.
every restaurant, restaurant has fallen off in the past 2 decades.
Yeah. Okay, well. I mean,
especially because you weren't like fucking 15 when the Red Lobster blew your mind. And now you're like a grown up.
I am a grown up.
So do you think it actually like declined in quality, or did you just become more, your palate become more refined?
Because
I worry about that with like Pizza Hut.
Maybe both?
I thought Pizza Hut was like the pinnacle of like restaurants.
Yeah, she don't like her shrimp's popcorn no more.
Oh, you're like, it's like that.
No, I still like that though. Okay. Yeah. I was into that part. Anyway, Chingadera, I have some questions from the nice people out there on the internet. Okay. Okay, wait. Which one do I want?
We'll just edit out this.
I'm sorry.
Really professional podcast with
oh my God, I'm
60
sorry.
Seconds
I froze.
Of silence.
I froze. Okay. What should I do during my sabbatical? Chill or learn new stuff or visit the homeland?
Wait a minute.
Fuck learning. First
time. Do one and three, I guess.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. I didn't know. Okay, first of all, you got to explain sabbatical. I didn't know sabbaticals, you could just not do shit. So if you're... This is my understanding.
Doesn't that mean you're becoming a priest?
You were, I don't know. You were an academic, so sabbatical means what? You just don't work, right?
Yeah, you don't work.
It's like
for
a big leave,
a year.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
For a year? Aren't you supposed to do some shit?
I think you're supposed to do research. But wait, maybe, I don't know. I never got to it, so I didn't really care, you know?
Maybe they mean sabbatical. Like they're taking a personal sabbatical.
Maybe. I don't know what that means. But
a few companies have it, but... I would say one in three, like, we're wired to just want to do shit. Like, just don't.
Yeah.
Capitalism tells you to do shit.
Yeah. So
we're telling you don't do shit.
Yeah.
Do shit you want to do.
Enjoy your
do fun. Wait, wait. Do
wake
one
up
three,
in the morning.
Chill
yes,
in the
yes,
motherland.
Yes.
How about
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning.
Enjoy it.
And just fucking, you know, whatever strikes you.
Listen, don't be looking at your phone.
I think people value consistency. What I think is, like, you take this year off. However you were at the beginning of the year, you should have no change. No experience should change you in any way. You should be exactly the same you were at the end of that year. Right?
And if
I want
you
to
go
in,
right.
come out the exact same way. Consistency. That's what I suggest.
And if you want consistency, may we recommend night yogurt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's going to keep you regular.
Exactly.
No, I would
don't do anything too cool or too interesting or too risky because that might change you in some way. Consistency.
Yeah.
Don't do anything.
Yeah. Your employer would hate if you came back cooler or just like more refreshed, more interesting.
Yeah.
It'd be threatening. It would threaten your well-being.
And you don't want, you know, the haters to,
no,
to be hating.
No, no, no.
You don't
want
to get any haters.
No,
haters.
You don't want any
haters.
Attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
If they're talking about you, like, that's not good.
Yeah.
Well, looks like we answered this one quickly. All right. Great.
Yeah.
Next one.
So just, just lay low. Don't do shit. If you got a basement, find it.
Garden unit. Binge the pod.
Yep.
I think that's a given.
Yeah,
binge the pod.
Yeah.
We don't put them out consistently enough, so just keep listening to them over and over and over and over again. Except for like the first like 5 before we got like better mics,
better audio.
Become addicted to the pod.
Yeah.
You know all that dopamine.
Replace the heroin
such.
With that. Yeah.
This got dark. Okay, how to deal with first generation guilt? For example, when doing something fun or outside the country. Oh, man.
Well, I'm going to say don't do any of that. Align with what I was saying before. Just stay in the country. Don't enjoy yourself.
If you're going to feel guilty, it's not worth it. Don't you do shouldn't it even.
Yep.
Your comfort zone, stay in it.
Yep. Stay really in it. Don't even go to the outsides. It gets scary out there. Yeah.
In fact, you had a weird pause after outside before you said country. I'm like, yeah, don't go out there.
Yeah, don't go outside.
Don't go
I'm
outside.
I'm like, I'm in my mom's basement. It's nice here.
Yeah.
I gotta go outside.
Actually, you're quite jaundiced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we're gonna talk to you
for about all of you non-fancy people like myself. That's yellow.
I'm gonna buy you one of those.
She's saying I look yellow.
I'm gonna buy you one
like
of those.
Like a Victorian child.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna really take him outside his comfort zone and get him a desk lamp.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
And some lobster biscuits from Red Lobster.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
To your door.
They were kind of like tough. The consistency of them.
They're kind of dry, but they're good.
They were.
Yeah,
you gotta work for good things.
You were telling us about that, and then I was talking to my friend about it, and they said, you know, did you have like amazing biscuits before you were like 19 or whatever when you ate it? I was like, no, I didn't.
That was pretty good.
I was like,
okay,
damn,
all right,
yeah. That was my only biscuit option.
Then I went to like a restaurant that like a brunch. I got my first brunch ever when I was like in my mid to late 20s. I don't know, like brunch. I was very.
I still don't like the idea of brunch. Yeah. I still don't like it.
I mean, I don't care. It's like call it what you want, you know.
But I had some nice biscuits in that way. I had some.
Yeah, I learned about biscuits, you know, out there in the world. So they just didn't do it for me anymore.
And that's not.
I've grown.
And that's not a euphemism.
No.
You just. Okay.
But no, literally. This person did ask a good question that we stomped all over.
Because that's what we do.
Talking about brunch.
I think they know when they submitted a question. That's what we're doing.
That we're not going to give like a real answer.
Can you reread
it? But it was like about guilt.
Yeah. About first generation guilt. Like how do you enjoy doing things for yourself and like going abroad? And I would say that is just kind of always there. You know, like it doesn't completely go away. At least it hasn't for me. I wish I could just go somewhere and do something amazing and not care about anything, but what I'm doing, but it's just, I can't, you know, I'm not built that way. So, but you deserve nice shit and you deserve to go do whatever the fuck you're into. Like go to eat sushi in Japan. I don't know, whatever. Like if that's what's going to bring you joy and you can do it, then you should do it.
You know who's having a good time and not thinking twice about it, who doesn't deserve it?
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh my God.
I thought you were just going to say
Mark Wahlberg.
White people.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, you know, like, who's having fun and they don't even give a fuck? White people.
So if Mark Wahlberg can live his life and go enjoy these things, you deserve it.
I'll simplify
it. You know who's fucking up all over the place, but they still don't care. They still just having fun. White people.
It's true. Well, I did say that the other day, basically.
This person's boss probably fucks off for a week at a time. And you don't feel no guilt.
Like just fucking do it. And yeah, you're going to feel guilty sometimes. But what about the other times where you're not thinking about that shit? You know, where you're just like in the moment and you're eating the best linguine of your life or, you know.
Cheddar biscuits.
Or cheddar biscuits made from scratch, you know.
Like, at Red Lobster.
You need to live. You need to like be happy because everyone's always trying to like take that shit.
Yeah, I'd say try to be so happy when you're doing it, you don't even think about that shit.
Yeah.
Like while you're doing it, like you're like, whoa, I forgot about all that bullshit for a minute.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Like that's, you know.
It's amazing.
You know what I'm saying? Try to get there.
Oh, something so beautiful.
I almost wonder, I'm just thinking about it like origin story. I feel like our culture is kind of something like travel. I don't know where the guilt even originated because like it's looked at as a luxury, but like, hey man, like. Our folks are like, oh, look at this one, taking off work and eating sushi in Japan. But like, shouldn't that just be part of the human experience, and we've all been convinced that it's it's like a high end luxury.
But if you've grown up,
I mean, it is a luxury
because if you've grown up and all you've seen is people scraping by and barely managing, and then you got a little bit of scratch and you're able to do a little thing here and there. There is a level of guilt. Like, if I'm being honest, it does feel weird. It's
something I hope we could shake, though, because, like, if I couldn't and then my kid could, it would be more like a pride thing and, like, a, you know,
nah, like FaceTime my kid shouldn't have anything I don't have.
Anything cooler than you.
Nah. That's, I am the ceiling.
That's why they got the PS3 still.
Fuck them, too. They get the 3 for a good year and a half.
Well, like, it's not guilt, but part of it, too, is, like, we always feel the need to give back, or you're a sellout. Like, we white people don't have that. Yep. There's not like
other white people thinking about their ancestors. Like, God like, damn it!
That's sort of why, like, when they get billionaires like that, they just love them.
They have no soul,
and they're like, oh, they're not like, you should give back to us a little bit. Like, we know that, like, if you did well, like, the community, if you come out of a black community, you come out of, like, you know, a black American community, like, the community propped you up. Like,
yep.
They made
you. You have to acknowledge that, or else you suck.
Yep. And that's one of the things about, like, as like a person, about rap and hip hop. It's like, if you're like, you know, where you're from, they're like, no, this motherfucker actually is not part of us in that way. Like,
it's like,
that's
what, like, if I told you I didn't grow up in Cicero
and you were a fraud
and I was a fraud this whole time?
Or you were from Berwyn, Illinois?
Yeah. Or our little village. Oh. But somehow I thought Cicero was more interesting.
High end.
Yeah. Elevated.
Yeah. It is a suburb, I guess.
So stupid.
Yeah, the worst suburbs.
But you bring up something that, I would see in college, and then, you know, people start reading The Room and probably talk about it less. But, you know, folks are talking about, like, oh, generational wealth and open up this account for your kids' college. And sure, do all those things. But, like, whereas the white community that's been here for decades, centuries, they are, like, thinking about their kids. Whereas, like, dog, you got some people in our that are listeners that I'm sure are thinking about their parents post-retirement.
Oh, God.
And trying to, like, make sure those two dots
connect. Because you are their retirement.
Yeah, yeah. But they did something for you. You're doing something. It's just a family, like, dynamic.
Yeah.
But a lot of these people that they mean well, they're not saying anything outrageous, but they're looking downward, and we're still making sure, like, are they okay?
Right. It's wild. And I'd rather do that than to just fucking hoard money and feel like a piece of shit. Honestly, like, I don't want to live like that. I don't.
Because of that, Erica's going to be doing a $50,000 giveaway every day from now until. No, I'm just I have no idea if you can. You probably can't do that.
Yeah. How would you even set that up? Anyway, it's not happening.
If we were sponsored by a yogurt company.
Yeah.
Well, in that case,
this is the Yoplait yogurt.
You know, I haven't had my night yogurt. I'm getting hungry.
All right. Well, we're gonna leave soon. You can turn the lights out and do whatever you do.
Whatever us out. Sad little thing that you have to get that ritual. Yeah.
Whether it's a snack, whether it's by yourself.
Oh my goodness! All right. Any other chingaderas? Chingaderas?
I got one. It's a, I don't know how quick it's going to be, but this is recent. They've co-authored a study that sheds light on, like, the increase in births resulting from rape in 14 states that banned abortion.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
And the study revealed that 64,000 rape-related pregnancies in these states, with 26,000 of those occurring in Texas alone. So I know that this we haven't talked about this in like maybe 2-3 episodes or whatever, but it's ongoing, and it is just something I think that needs an additional spotlight. Just we need to continue to come back to this shit. This is the real consequence of what happens when you hand a bunch of pieces of shit power.
Yeah,
so you're imagine saying, like, having to do that. Like, what what a mind fuck. Your whole life, you're fucked.
The data is immediate, is what I said.
Oh, my God. The data
didn't take long for it to be, like, significant numbers of people.
You know who's all right, though? Goodness. I just want to make sure everybody feels okay. Affluent white women are just fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I was worried about that. These are people
who have a family doctor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But
they could fly out of state.
Didn't one, and again, I have to get a name later. There was like someone who was behind the banning whose, I think, wife got an abortion during
it. Oh, my God.
Of course.
After all this shit's happening, of course. They're not thinking, because like, they know.
Because it's not a real issue that they feel passionate about. This is just a thing that they think will elevate them politically.
They also know it doesn't apply to them. They'll be able to do it, you know, in one of the states that, you know, because they have money. Like,
hate poor people.
It is disgusting. It's
so gross. God, the trauma.
Also, I just want you to think about that. You know, these judges that let that happen. Remember the president that you had. So when you're gonna not gonna vote this November, when you're gonna not gonna vote this November, you know, just really. When this kind of shit sets in,
you can't sit it out anymore ever.
Kind of shit. I understand what's going on. That's one thing I want to talk about Palestine in a minute. But I understand what's going on there. But there's layers of this shit, man. So there are times we're in a state where shit's real fucked up out here. Sometimes you got to be pragmatic in the place where the shit could get really real, really, 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 really fast.
Yep.
So if he wins. In some states where motherfuckers wanted to abstain and fuck around for a little bit, Trump wins in places, then this could be a nationwide thing. So that's in a few states.
I believe the position right now is
put those together.
Put that shit together.
The Republican position right now is a six week ban on abortion. So if this man goes into office, that is what he is willing to sign, a 6 week ban.
You don't even know that you're pregnant.
And that's exactly the point.
Right? You know, what the fuck?
Well, it's not women making this decision. So
that's the crazy part.
Or there are, and they're fucking pieces of shit too, you know?
Yeah.
They're props to the play
almost. This is the kind of shit though to that you know, that play. I'm gonna fuck around and make a statement. On the Palestine thing, I think it's very clear what's happening there. And that is very fucked up.
Yep.
And nothing illustrates that better than, I think it's the World Kitchen organization, who is
so sad.
Who is one of, I mean, objectively, politics aside, objectively, one of the most impactful organizations in the world. They go anytime there's a disaster anywhere, war, you know, natural disaster, they're there with food. For people who need it. It's
fucking heroic.
They're in Ukraine. Like when all that, you know, remember when everyone cared about that? They were there. They've been, you know, all that kind of shit. They were in Palestine and they.
What a good dude.
They love an underdog story when it's white, right?
Who's the chef?
Jose Andres.
There's a lot of chefs. I love hating on chefs because I think they're really self-important and all that shit. But
that's big time.
But Jose Andres is a real one. And they're in Palestine feeding the people that have, you know, the civilians.
And they got a couple deliveries harmed, right?
Right.
They bombed some?
They got, people, they had
seven people
from the organization that were responsible for delivering food.
It's been more or less clear what context clues it's pretty targeted, right? We got advanced technology. You're not hitting a food truck on accident.
Right.
I mean, they claim it is.
I heard you hit a certain corner of a building. You kidding me? It's no accident.
And
it
was more than one car at a time. It was so several. You know what I mean?
How did that happen?
This
it was all of them.
This, heroes, truly.
They had this now because, you know, understandably, they suspended. You can't run an organization like that and put people in a place where they're gonna die, so they had to suspend operations.
Even if they were, if their teammates were also feeling heroic and want to go back tomorrow,
I know for a fact there are people in the organization I'll go right now. I know they want to go back, but you can't do that. So this is the type of shit that's going on in this world. I understand it. Roddy, I get that.
That's Chingaderas for sure.
But you know, at the same time, you want this Trump motherfucker to be responsible, his son-in-law has already said something along the lines about
beachfront property
in on the Gaza Strip or some shit like that.
Oh shit! I didn't know that one.
That's like, the most so insane. Yeah,
like I understand what you all are saying. This is a point in history.
I ain't hear that.
I think I don't know, man. I think about history shit. Like I think this is just one of those times, man. Like so one of the few things we have is we have the ability to vote. There's a lot. There is a lot of there are a lot of powers trying to split that, have people not vote. There's a lot of nefarious powers trying to have that happen. But I'm trying to make the case for this. Like, you have, just like, you know, it's not perfect, obviously. And it's, everything is really fucked up right now. But I do think Biden, in a sense, like, understands this is fucked up. Like, I think intellectually he knows that. So you do want to talk about backbone. You want to talk about all that kind of stuff. Like, I get it. Right? Like, but even, you know, so just imagine what would happen with Trump. That's what I'm saying. If Biden could get in power, he has some Democratic support, perhaps he could do something. Yeah. I don't know.
This applies to two things. It applies to both this and this idea, and it applies to the abortion issue. Mm-hmm. Howard Zinn is this amazing fucking historian, since you brought up history. Mm-hmm. And he's got this statement or this quote where it's like, you can't be neutral on a moving train. And I'm like, that applies here. You can't pretend like you can just opt out of this shit. You can't be neutral in quotes, right? If you are neutral, you are supporting these things. You are supporting these ideas moving forward. So you are giving power to this fucking tyrant. You are giving power to this idea of, like, women don't deserve to have control over their bodies. And genocide is okay in the fucking Middle East, right? So if you're okay with that shit, then sure, go ahead, be neutral or have some ideas that are outside. Like, this is a critical moment and you have a chance, because these changes don't happen from the top down. They happen from the bottom up, right? So it's all grassroots shit. If they know that the vast majority of people in this country feel a certain way, at some point they recognize that their power is challenged. You have a chance to be a part of challenging that power. If you pretend to, if you're going to be neutral, or if you're not going to vote, or you're going to play this fucking little game, you are participating actively in allowing these terrible fucking things to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's an urgency fucking here that you have to own.
Like, this it's
not optional, you know, like, shit's going down. Things are going really wrong.
Yeah, and there's a lot, you know, there's so much propaganda out there, man. There's so many powers working to muddy the waters and all of that. It is literally one of the few powers you have. Like, you can speak your voice. You can talk shit online. You can go protest. You can get fucked up by the police out there, as often happens. All that shit. You know what I mean? And that matters. Like, that's beautiful, motherfucker. Like, it really does matter, because it does move the needle. And it really does. It lets motherfuckers know what's up. And it lets people know what we're willing to do to sort of defend, like, you know, the line of what's right and stuff like that. And, like,
yeah, we can't get lazy with that shit, because they'll take it.
They'll move the goalposts.
Yeah. But, like, motherfuckers want to take it. And, like, it is. It's, like, the easiest thing, like, to just go do that to, like, you know. So, like,
it reminds me of this quote that I will bring next time. That's exactly what it's about. It's like, are you going to become it, or are you going to resist it? Like, that's it.
I was picturing almost, like, you know, we're talking about moving the goalposts, like, literally, let's say, like, the grass was one time, like, lush and green, right? And they move it. And they're convincing people that this, like, dry, like, fucking excuse for lawn is, like, yellow. And, like, oh, this is luxurious, man. Have you seen those dirt patches? Like, man, we're living it up. And it's like
oil.
But once it was, like, actual grass, dog, like, we're.
Yeah, they continue to move that. Sell you shit. You
every
know?
Time.
I mean, everywhere you go, it's all about selling you something. And, like, what a soulless way of existing to like, live in that all the time. You know, like, that sucks. That's pitiful.
Yeah. Well, now a note from our sponsors, Dove. I'm just kidding. Everyone's trying to sell you something was the joke.
Yes. Part of a great conglomerate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't but remember, but something
we're not selling them anything was what I was trying to say. But yeah, everyone's trying to sell you everything.
Right. And we don't have sponsors. So notice that we do this shit because it's fun.
Like, we may have to bleep some of these companies.
Oh, God.
Fuck it. Like, yeah. We're not making any money. So fuck
yeah. That's true.
Yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yet. I'm in talks with
talks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
ExxonMobil.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know. Oh, yeah.
He's been talking to Walmart.
A few companies, Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel is, they've been listening and they're really interested in our, for some reason, they're really aligned with what we're talking about. It's weird.
Yeah. It was like Chick-fil-A called and I'm like, I don't think you really listen to us.
Bass Pro Shop?
Yeah.
They really have some thoughts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I did like how Mexicans made that Bass Pro Shop's hat, like, universal. It's like, love taking the little thing.
Did y'all bring it to, like, the mainstream? Cool. Like, where black folks wear it, too? Like,
I have to say,
because I'm kind of like, sometimes when I'm like, it's kind of hard.
It came from
folks.
The corridos. They're talking about, like, the hat with the fish on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The Jesus fish.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, that real fish.
Yeah, it became like a youth staple now.
Oh, the kids. So dude, cute.
Speaking of which, the one troubling me, though, is in the city, I've been seeing these, like, ski masks get real popular.
Oh, God, what?
Just the quantity that I'm seeing.
I don't think
it's just, it used to be, like, if someone has a ski mask on, like,
yeah,
something's like.
That's just regular people.
Yeah, but now it's just, like, these kids, and it's really, like, middle school, early high school
kids.
And
don't
I'm like, oh, where I'm from, it's like, do not, man. Like, no. If you're not involved,
oof.
You look like, it's just like,
you look
historically,
Aloysius.
Some, I don't know, some OG coming back to the community being like, you look suspicious, Aloysius. He's going to get real nervous and you're going to have a real problem.
Yeah.
If anyone,
don't do it.
Hey, if you guys are out in the street and anyone ever walks up to you and say, you look suspicious, Aloysius, run away.
Just
eat your yogurt, relax at night.
Yeah.
But yeah, curious if it's in other communities. But yeah, I've been seeing it and it's a little weird.
No, like.
What if you're skiing?
They ruined it for skiers.
Fuck.
No, white people wear that. It's just like,
yeah.
They're fine. Everyone's
like, you're asking for some trouble, little guy. Don't do that.
And I'm just kidding. No black and brown people are skiing. So it's all right.
Yes.
Wait, Peekaboo Streep wasn't black or brown?
You can't just make people up and expect us to go along with it.
That's a rookie person.
Nobody's name is Peekaboo.
There's only a white person.
You're ridiculous.
Person
you're being ridiculous.
That's a real, that's
right
a real skier.
Yeah.
From Peekaboo.
Peekaboo Streep or Street or some shit like that.
What the fuck?
Google that shit.
Is, right? It's like Johnny Tsunami.
Is she related to Yahoo Sirius?
I will bet anything that there's some white lady named Peekaboo Street or Streep.
I'm not sure.
Whether you win that like
bet like
or
lose it. It's like a medalist, a gold medalist.
Whether you win or lose that bet, you've lost that bet.
I've won that bet. Look it up. Look it up. Someone look it up and then someone give me some, pay me some motherfucking money. For being right. What the fuck are we diving into?
This is a Si Chingas. We got to end it bright and fresh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's how I see it.
I don't like this.
You don't like bright and fresh?
Let's hear it.
I'm volunteering to be a soccer coach or like an assistant soccer coach for one of my kids for their CPS elementary school team, and like the process to volunteer for this kind of shit is way 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 more involved than I anticipated. Like way more tests, way more like background check, all kinds of stuff, like all kinds of classes on like Title IX,
damn man,
sexual harassment,
I'm
consent,
glad,
like all kinds of stuff. You know, like grooming, like weird shit. And I was like, oh, I had no idea that it was going to be like that. And it's my Si Chingas because I'm very happy.
Cleared?
I'm a little relieved that I made it. But no, I'm cleared. But also, like, I'm happy that, like, that is the, like, that's the test to. To like be a little volunteer, like, you know, they just don't let any weird ass parent, you know.
Thank
like,
God.
Yeah. So I was like, oh shit,
that's refreshing.
And it's just like, it's not even like, it's just to like be, just to be an assistant at practice and at the game, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm glad
to these kids. Yeah,
like, take it seriously.
It's good. Yeah, I was like, damn. I was like, right, shit. It kind of fucked me up because like, I knew they had like classes to do it, and I also had to take like a tuberculosis test. Get that verified.
I mean, you look like you have.
We were all thinking.
I'm not sure if that's standard. If when I went in the office to get the papers, they were like,
"Motherfucker, you cough." Like,
he might have tuberculosis.
It's not the tuberculosis.
Yeah, that ain't tuberculosis.
Nah, motherfuckers. Like listeners have chimed in and said, "Like, is he okay?"
Yeah. Hey, that ain't tuberculosis.
Is it TB?
I promise you, it ain't TB.
That's the TBC.
Yeah, it's it's THC.
Well, congratulations. Perhaps. That's really cool.
Yeah, but I'm like, all right, great. Yeah. So there's no creeps allowed in CPS.
They took you, so.
Yeah. Well, all right. Questionable.
An exception to the rule. No, that's great, man. That's awesome.
My Si Chingas is women's college basketball.
Yeah.
Been fucking amazing. Literally today, the South Carolina Gamecocks took the championship, beating Iowa 75-87.
Will that be the first undefeated season, like through and like from
38-0, dude?
I feel like Tennessee teams with Pat Summit might have done that shit.
And that's insane,
and
though.
Like the Diana Taurasi UConn team, they might have beat the shit out of everyone.
Imagine
too.
Starting your season. God, dude, it's a lot of games in any sports season. And then going through a whole ass tournament and not losing once.
Yeah.
Hey, that's big time.
Don Stanley, man, deserves a lot of credit. Man.
You know what's
She's
funny?
Fucking great. The coach for.
She was also player of the year, twice?
Yeah, she was dope
back in the day.
You know what's funny, though, is like no one talked about South Carolina.
No.
Oh, before
everyone was talking
about
Caitlin Clark. Yeah. And, but like, they're.
I'm trying to figure out what it was that made, you know.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. What could possibly be the reason one group was talked about and not the other?
Yeah.
Even though the other team was completely undefeated.
Correct.
And hadn't lost a game at all yet.
Wait, I did like the hoop channels. The real pure hoop channels were like talking about the woman guarding Caitlin Clark. Because like,
fucking
you
knocked
know, the story's
down.
Always going to be like, oh, she was so off tonight. Yeah, you know what I mean? But it's the white story, right?
The real hoopers know.
But when you're really looking at a story objectively and you're from these places, you're like, no, that person was on 11 today. And they locked that game down.
Yeah.
Defensively.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, big time. They got 14.2 million viewers breaking.
They were fucking kicking
a ton of viewership records.
But
like, I'm excited to get the numbers.
And here, as somebody who just like enjoys basketball, it is fucking great basketball. Like watching them play,
and I know we just said, but Caitlin Clark's game is very dope. Like a very dope game. Like I understand, shit is hard. So like, kudos to her. Like she was balling fucking hard as fuck as well. Like that shit. Like her game looks beautiful.
Yeah,
for sure. Like sure. But also like, man. Google Dawn Staley. Like, look at her Wikipedia. Like, she is super baller. Like, you'll be like, oh, shit. Like, she's the coach of South Carolina Gamecocks. Like, you'll be like, damn. Like, fuck. Yeah.
And my thing is, too, like,
hoopers know.
Well, that's the thing. If you enjoy strategy, like, she had to strategize to deal with this phenom who can shoot from the fucking logo. And they fucking did it, right? Like you got to fucking give them credit for all of this stuff.
She was so locked down, but the last two games, they had a player. Man, it's tough. I'm only saying names because that's the issue. When she graduates today, you risk that, like, they talked about her so much that no other names are ringing bells, right? But I feel like today and 2 days ago, her teammate, Stolk, I think Hannah Skolke.
Oh, she during
was like
LSU
a forward
game?
Center. Yeah. And she held it down today, almost won them the game. So, again, we got to make sure when the story's really like this, they want to write this white Disney story all the time. But, like, man, on their off days or, like, in general, like, you got role players that is essentially – that's the word we're not really acknowledging. It's not a one-on-five as much as the ESPN makes it seems or Disney makes it seems. But it's like – she's successful because she works with these black women, right? Like, she is successful
because, right, like this real estate mogul is successful because he works with these Mexican contractors. And these are the, you can't just say one without the other.
You know, you know what I mean? This is really funny, and I'm going to make a prediction about women's basketball. Like, one of the reasons women's basketball was so much popular than men's college basketball this year is because there were stars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, certifiable stars. And, like, anything in this country, like, they got to be white. You got to have Caitlin Clark. So then when, a person of color superstar comes along that captures the entire country's imagination like Caitlin Clark did, because she really did. I mean, like, and she could ball too.
Yeah, she's all great. She's
all that shit. But that's part of it. But like when they come along, like it'll have to come after this in this way. Like where it can supersede the men's game. Like you could be like, oh, there were all these stars. Like that'd be like to eclipse the men's game. Which it did this year for the first time ever, like easily, clearly,
like running away with it,
Like I remember, like I we all went to the Bulls game during the it was Iowa
LSU,
and I never seen so many just like hood men of color. Like when Caitlin Clark did something, like God damn, this motherfucker, oh shit, like I've never seen that
during halftime. We all ran to the fucking like nearest screen that would show us the game, and it was packed. We were not the only people with that idea.
Never seen that.
That's
but
good
like,
shit.
You know, but like for real, like it'll come. There will be a woman of color that will be even more popular. But it just has to happen like this. Just like everything. That's just sort of my theory. Like, it's got to happen this way. Yeah. Even though she didn't win the shit. Yeah. Like, there was a literal undefeated team this year that, like, I didn't even. I'm not like that big into college sports in general. Like, I didn't even know until I was watching the game that I was like, oh, these motherfuckers are undefeated?
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
Nobody told me that shit.
I've been watching it. I go. And they, I think they, was like shit. There was a buzzer beater that kept them going. They were close to getting eliminated. Yeah. But speaking of which, though, I mean, Dawn Staley.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I don't know, Dawn Staley.
And, but her center was incredible the whole tournament. Yeah. Brazilian. Cardoso.
Cardoso.
And, man, I'd be surprised if the men's tournament beat viewership on, you said it was Monday, or today. Yeah, it's really cool to see the shift for everyone's just women in the world.
Yeah. But see, it's layered. Like, thank you, Caitlin, for women in the world, but it's also there's obviously a racial layer. Yeah. There's just a whole bunch of shit. You know, I mean, this is.
So I'm shouting out all the other places.
It's complicated, man. It's complicated. This is what it is. I heard
the UConn star Paige
Beckers.
She was, is that her name?
She's awesome.
She's huge.
There's a video of her at like an ESPN awards night.
And
shouting out like her.
I think I saw that.
The black players, black women, and she shouted. This is a white player who's saying like, I'm in this sport and I am giving like credit to these women who have sort of carried this. I don't remember exactly what she was saying, but she was giving all this credit.
Just don't get enough attention.
Right.
That's hard. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's a baller, but yeah, she's just another incredible point guard, but there's so many who they don't want to cover because they're at like a non-white school and is a non-white player. Mm. But you know, they're a star point guard, right? Just like the same.
I mean, in terms of ball, like in terms of just hooping, like I mean, you can purely pick a team or win or maybe win the national championship, like undefeated. You know, like who are you going to pick?
Yeah.
The team that did that or the team that didn't?
And I mean, last thing I'll add is to your right, one team won, one team lost, but the PR and the clickbait and the reporters still found a way to spin it. You're asking the winning team about the losing player?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's Disney star. And again, no shade, great baller.
Keeps it pretty cool.
But to your point,
wow.
Even the media, the national media, that's like, you're asking about the loser, dog. She's already in the locker room. You're talking to me about someone I don't.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Right. You know what I mean?
I mean, I didn't see that, but I just know, you know.
No, yeah, I didn't watch the press, but that's how it goes, though.
That's
how was absolutely. It to keep Caitlin Clark to 20 points? It's like, Doug, but what about my 22 points? What the fuck are you right. talking about?
How about
because they're the center always?
Yeah, that's gonna be the issue. But it seems like it's the most promising year from a sports perspective.
I would say
from a hoops perspective,
the goal is to keep this shit going for women's sports in general, and mm-hmm. specifically for all the black athletes, is just to provide that support from certain communities so that they have to sort of put that shine where it belongs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They can't pivot away. They can't make this about something else. I'm like, nah, you have to recognize they kicked fucking ass. These black players kicked fucking ass, and you just have to own that shit without pivoting and trying to reframe.
Yeah.
It's not always about you, you know? Mm. That's okay. No chingas. Mm-hmm. Who's got another no chingas? Or si chingas, sorry.
Oh, I got a quick one. I know I was talking about a bunch of docu-series last time.
But yeah.
I watched the Freaknik one since then.
Oh, was that good?
It's very good.
Oh, man. Can I tell you? Oh, don't.
Oh, Roddy went to Freaknik.
I was there.
He was there.
That's where he was conceived.
I thought I saw you.
No. I wasn't old enough to. No. Oh, my God. Yeah, no.
Documentary is great, though.
Can I tell you something?
Uh-oh.
I saw my first titties at Freak. I'm for real. And it was like, it wasn't like I was looking out for it. I was in the car with my dad and my uncle and my cousins. And we were just like, we lived in Midtown. We lived right there.
Yeah.
By the park.
That's crazy.
And like this was one of the first times where like we didn't know shit was about to pop off like that. This is a crazy memory.
Okay.
Cause we lived off of the park, like in a nicer neighborhood, but we were all black in the fucking car in Freaknik.
Yeah.
So we're in traffic and you have to understand, it was all traffic. This is like you were just like, we went to the bookstore and then in our car, and then all of a sudden we turned on the street, and then it was nonstop traffic.
Oh my God.
And then booties and titties everywhere. Oh, I mean, this shit was fucking awesome.
Was it the best day of your life?
Yeah, nobody told me about this shit. I was like, oh my 10. God. Nobody told me about this shit.
Funny. Every day after that, he's like, Dad, could we go to the bookstore,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, it was like every day I was going to the bookstore, just in case when we come back, there's just booties and titties everywhere.
And that's why he never learned to read. Right. He kept expecting something else to arrive.
No, I'm dead ass.
That's why he buys a lot of books.
This shit's hilarious. Like, so we were just right there. Just happened to live right there. So, we were in the thick of the shit. And, like, it was really, like, because we were kids and we were just there in this shit. And, like, maybe some shit had just let out. I don't really remember. Like, I was young. Like, they were like, oh, look at these little kids right here. And this music was just bumping. And so titties was just out. There was just titties everywhere. And, like, dudes were, I mean, like, it was freaking. It was great. It was great.
So but you then, went to Freaknik.
No, but then we tried to turn into our neighborhood, and there were cops, and they wouldn't let us go in there because they didn't believe that we lived in there.
Oh, because you were
like, but I have books.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I was like, but we came from the bookstore. No, for real. I remember that shit. I remember it was like one of the.
Damn,
dude, yo, y'all fucked me up. This is like a fucking. Yeah.
You should watch the documentary. I think it's on memory.
I want to watch that. Yeah.
This is I gotta ask my fucking cousin about this. This is a memory just happened, happening right now. But yeah, like, so, and I remember it was like a fat guy. He literally looked, have you ever seen The Commish? This is like old shit.
Yeah.
He did some other shit that was famous. But look up the show The Commish, and it's like a cop, like a fat white guy cop with a mustache. Like, he just looked like
Michael Chiklis?
Yeah, Michael Chiklis, but early Michael Chiklis, whoever the fuck this guy is. Mm-hmm. And he looked like a super, like, just donut-eating cop.
Oh, my God.
And he would not let us in our neighborhood.
He looked like Joe Rogan, right? He looked, he's a bald.
No, but before that.
No, no, I know he had hair.
He didn't have hair. Jokes. Before that, he was still had, like, the bald thing and a mustache. He was like
the classic.
No, before, like, fatter. before that.
Oh my God.
Go like Michael Chiklis, the commit. Dude, Google him and then commit.
Okay, this isn't going to translate well to podcasts, you know?
I'm asking people listening to Google him and the commit.
Oh, yeah, he looks.
He looked like a
comb over, and
he looked like a donut eating police officer.
Yeah, oof.
But he would not let us into our motherfucking neighborhood. And my dad had got an argument with him, and we eventually got through. But it was fucked up. But that's where I saw my first titties, and it was great.
So racism and titties in the same day, like a lot happened.
I just can't escape racism, you know. Even in my greatest day.
Yeah, what the fuck? You couldn't even just have the titties.
Even the best day of my life was sullied.
Titties came with baggage that day.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. We can't just be.
Okay, I'm running out of steam.
Oh, you didn't like the Freaknik, sir?
No, it was great. It was great. My sea chingus is that I am turning 40, and not yet, but soon. And I'm gonna have a party, and the theme is high school, and everyone has to dress like they did in high school, and it's gonna be so fun. And then I'm going to play music from high school and probably get a taco guy.
For instance, what's music that you would be playing?
Nine Inch Nails, you know, shit like that. Depeche Mode. Anyway, that's it for us. Please give us love in various forms.
On Yelp.
Yeah, like non-physical, please. But, you know, on Yelp, on Toast.
Grubhub. Yellowpages.com.
Yeah, exactly.
www.yahoo.com.
Search
us.
Put it on a billboard.
Yeah.
Tell your friends, tell your haters, your ugly neighbor. I don't know.
Especially.
your ugly send boyfriend.
Send them this timestamp.
Stupid ugly boyfriend. Yeah. I don't know.
Send them this timestamp.
Michael Chiklis, send it to him.
The commish?
Mm-hmm.